This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Anna Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Dean
Murphy.
How
are you this morning?
Dollface. I'm good. I'm feeling very much like Danny Minogue, under pressure.
Are you just?
Just a little.
Oh, good. Hey,
for
listen,
today?
I was fine with Danny
Don't
Minogue.
Don't ask me why.
I was fine with Danny Minogue that she's actually got the better voice, hasn't she, out of her and Kylie?
I don't think that was a conversation we needed to continue.
What do you
from
mean?
Pre-production,
no, I think it is.
We were just having a quiet little chat.
I think she was stronger. I think she just had poor song choices.
Who are you, Simon Cowell? It's 6:35.
I know, I'm just giving my opinion. Like, but I think that she should have actually gone a lot further than what she did. But it's amazing that she's ended up on X Factor by default.
Now, yes. Listen to me. What a morning it is where you wake up and the front of the newspaper says toxic milk madness. Is it a slow news week? It's not really. Anyway, be careful with your milk is all I can say. I'm not going to get into that. Congratulations to the Monaco royal family.
Oh, what's happened with them?
Proud owners. No, that's not right. Parents.
Proud owners.
Proud parents. See, this is why I'm under pressure.
Here's one we got on eBay.
It's nearly Christmas and I can't get myself together. So congratulations to Prince Albert II of Monaco and his lovely wife, Charlene. Who have welcomed a beautiful baby girl and a beautiful baby boy. And it's tough titties to the girl because she was born first, but she ain't going to be the heir to the throne. No, no, no. Because the royal family rules are only the boy can inherit. There you go.
Is that how we've started the show this morning?
It's better
you
than
need
what
to go away
had.
And have a really good, hard
Kylie
look
Minogue.
At yourself.
We're going to start again at 6:40.
Well, look, Simon from Springvale has actually sent through a message disagreeing with me, saying that he thinks Kylie had the better voice and deserves all the success.
Oh, I feel a playoff coming.
I do too. Because you know what? We've got a pancake parlor voucher to give away, which is worth $50.
Goodness.
Why not make it about that?
Who wouldn't want that for breakfast?
No, I stand by my words. I think Danny was far more talented and just didn't have the right management team and the right song choices.
Well, I think that...
She could have been doing stadium sellout shows.
I have always disagreed with you on this. This is a sibling rivalry moment. See,
put your tongue back in, please.
It's the end of the year and it's falling apart for me. But if you are on Team Anna, which is actually Team Kylie, just send us a message.
0427 joy 949 honorajoy.org.au. Or you're on Team Dean, which is Team Denny.
Oh, the double D's.
The double D's.
And I think she's got double D's.
Yeah, I think she might too. Oh, we've got a little playoff happening this morning, people. It's early, I know, but if you've fallen out of bed and you want to join us, 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au, yep.
At this early point in time, it's more a play rather than a playoff because it seems very one-sided.
Well, the topic this morning, we've got a little pancake parlor voucher to give away. And look, I made the comment, we played Danny Minogue earlier on. I did happen to say how much more talent that she had than Kylie, which clearly we all know. And she should have been doing sellout stadiums around the world. She should have been doing the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony thing.
I think
Kylie should have still been at Neighbours. She could have still been had a gig. We're not taking the gig away from her, but she could have just remained at Neighbours. But we've got a little playoff. I'm Team Danny. You're Team Kylie.
Yes, I am.
You want
proudly
to win this thing.
So.
Adrian sent through a message.
Says they both suck and can't seem to save their careers.
Oh, God, it's not off to a good start,
no,
is it?
No, it's very aggressive. But then he said, but out of them, I would have to pick Team Danny.
Oh, good on you. Thanks,
and
Adrian.
And this one says, good morning. I say Team Dean all the way.
Yeah.
Have a great day all. Well, thank you, Des, but that just made me really cranky.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when they're
well, you're not backing it
Team
up
Dean.
With any sort of...
Well,
I
what
know.
I would
just
like to say
no,
is, years
done
ago,
no research.
Well, could you let me talk and then maybe I could get some research
here
out?
We go.
Years ago, I
someone
used to
someone needs a break.
Oh.
Someone needs a Christmas break.
Hang on, just turn my mic off while you go.
Don't push your chair back too far there, doll.
No, I'm off.
You're off, are you?
You're doing the show on your own.
Could you get back? Come back here.
No.
Come on. Come, time to play.
Shh. Thank you. Now, years ago, I used to think that Danny was the better looking, the more talented one and had more personality. But I think Kylie actually showed her natural personality last year on The Voice. We all got to see how funny and amazing she was. So
for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, but who cares? Better late than never.
Anna Murphy, good morning to you too. Oh, I didn't say that morning. Earlier on. I was a little bit confused with the whole Danny Minogue and Kylie thing, but yeah. Good morning.
And look, it's the end of the year. Mm. Pleasantries have gone out the window, and so have my teeth.
Yes, I have. Now, listen, we've got a little playoff happening. We've got this pancake parlour voucher to give away worth $50.
Preface this by saying we love both the Minogues.
Oh, I don't know
I
about
quite
that.
Frequently no, no. have wanted to no, be a Minogue rather than a Murphy.
I don't think I need to throw that out there.
Well, I just
I don't need
to, feel like I don't, we don't to, need I don't, to be mean.
Well, don't be mean. I'm just saying.
Which one do we think's better at
which
singing?
One had the better singing voice? And lots of people agreeing with me.
They like are, Danny. Which is really bizarre because I'm going to throw this out to all you Danny Team Danny lovers. Name a song that you
all
like.
All I Want
to
Do.
Oh, yeah. It's
all
only because I gave
all
it to
I
you.
Do is...
I had to give that to you.
Okay, so read that one.
This is from Robert. Hello, Robert. Said I 100% agree with Dean.
Thank you, Robert.
Sorry, Danny just didn't have the right people. Kylie has something about her that women and men like, very rare, while only men like Danny laugh out loud. Oh, no, I love it. And...
Get your finger off the thing.
How all many right, buttons do you want to push? You want them all. I can't have any.
All right, this one from Nurse James. Quick.
Goodness me. Definitely Team Anna this morning. Danny is just famous for being famous as Kylie's sister. Kylie is the talent. Yeah, look. I think it's going to, the tides are going to turn because I think all the people that love Kylie are just showering and
oh, really?
Fluffing and putting glitter on this morning. The Danny people were already
actually, Peter sent through a message.
Still up from last night.
Peter sent through a message, said, Dean, you need to retract that statement, that sacrilegious statement, right now, Kylie, all the way.
Oh, fabulous.
Good on you, Pete. 0427
you know this
Joy
is going to turn into a competition, a popularity competition between
is,
my brother
actually.
And I. That's
it
okay.
Is.
We don't make any... Oh, whatever.
Well, what look, if you look at the amount of times that Danny's probably been on Joy than Kylie's been on Joy, Danny's a far bigger supporter of this station than Kylie.
You've
so,
gone there.
You know, keep that in mind when you're deciding on who has the most talent, please. I read in the paper this morning, he does my head in. You know how Mariah does
he
my
does.
Head in?
Oh,
no, she does. Ariana Grande.
Oh, God.
Well, apparently now she faces claims that she basically are making out that she's a very lazy person.
Oh.
All right.
So well, I think it's more, isn't
sources
it?
Actually told Life and Style magazine that they witnessed a 21-year-old Bang Bang singer ordering her employers to carry her to the filming of a music video.
Carry her.
And during rehearsals to her performance at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, she was also carried by employees.
Have sore feet.
Everyone was stunned. Ariana apparently is such a diva. Her new rule is that she has to be carried absolutely everywhere, like a baby.
Like a bank.
To save her from walking.
Right.
She's even posted selfies, pictures on Instagram, actually with her staff carrying her to events because she doesn't want her feet to get sore she gets on stage.
I've been looking for a female version of Justin Bieber to can't stand, and I can't stand her yes. as I bang the desk, which is probably annoying to you all.
Well, look, it made me think because I was really aggravated with it, and I thought to myself, you know what? She is a lazy, lazy person.
Used
another word before, but I won't use that on air this morning.
Lazy bit.
Lazy, lazy person. Anyway, I thought, but we've all got lazy traits in us, haven't we? Like, you know, there's not one person can say, no. There's every single person has got one lazy trait.
God, no. I would say your main one would be being late.
Oh, late?
You're late for everything.
Oh, is that lazy or just busy?
I actually think it's lazy. Just quite late. Right, well, I'm on the receiving end of most of it.
Okay, well, while we're at it, let me point out maybe a few of yours. Cups, leaving cups all over
the
place.
I do leave cups.
Like literally get a cup out of the cupboard for a drink and then we'll get another one out of the cupboard for a drink. And
yeah,
then another one until there's no more cups in the cupboard. That's kind of lazy.
I live on my own and that happens in my home.
What about,
leaving
tissues around all
that? I don't do that anymore. Now, listen.
What about vacuuming?
Hey, no.
You don't like vacuuming at all. What about clothes on the floor and stuff that you leave lying around all over the place? What about dishes? Have you actually ever washed well?
Yeah, I have to do that.
There's a few lazy traits.
But this is the thing.
You see how the game's played, people.
Hang on a sec. I think, well, when we come back, I'll think of some more of yours.
And you know what? The funny thing is even the lazy people are participating in our little topic this morning, which is great.
Fabulous.
0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Got that One Direction new CD called 4 to give away.
Heaven.
All you got to do is tell us what your lazy trait is. Simon sent through a message, said, I'm too lazy to buy toilet paper. Always make my housemate do it. That's pretty lazy, isn't it? What happens if he goes away on holiday, Simon?
Do you know what?
You're up shit creek without a paddle.
I'm not even silently judging you. I'm judging you for that because I feel like toilet paper is one of those things that you have to do. Like, it's, we're in a
first world
country.
Yeah, you're not lazy with that.
No. I could almost insulate myself in winter with toilet paper in my house. I love it.
Chris sent through a message says, always makes his friends come to his place rather than going to theirs. It's pretty lazy.
Do you know what? I always go to my friend's house rather than them come to mine because
you're too lazy to clean up.
Well, there's that. And there's also that there's not enough room at my flat for anyone else.
No, it's just that you're too lazy to clean up. Now, this one came through. Morning, rat bags. I don't have any lazy traits. Hashtag lawyer. However, if I did, it would occasionally be that I'm too lazy to correct others' grammatical errors. Just saying. Love and light. Conrad. There's so many things I could attack on that. Dude. It all started with Ariana Grande, who's very lazy. She now has demanded, she's a singer, by the way, if you didn't know her. She's now demanded that people, her staff, carry her like a baby to the stage and back to her trailer, anywhere that she needs to go before a performance or off the stage after a performance. She has to be carried by one of her staff.
And she doesn't have podiatrist letter to state that is actually what needs to happen.
It's just lazy.
Do you know, I work for a company and my boss actually looked at me when I had a bung toe and he said, what are you doing in flat shoes? And I said, well, I've just had my toe operated or like injected and I've been told that I can't. And he said, that's not good enough. So
not good enough.
You imagine me actually walking up to work saying, can you please carry me? I don't think that would go well.
It's not going to work. Now, Tony sent through a message said, I'm way too lazy to pay parking fines. In fact, I'm way too lazy to actually find a legal parking spot.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, Tony.
I know many people like you. That's going to be expensive.
You're going to end up in jail, Tony.
Tim from Wantirna has said, quite often I wear the same underwear 2 days in a row.
Because I can't be bothered
to buy more.
Oof. That doesn't sit right with me. David has sent this one through. Too lazy to get my boyfriend a Christmas present.
Do you know what?
Seriously.
I feel lazy that I only just put my Christmas tree up yesterday, which was a bit late. But when I say put my Christmas tree up, it comes out of a box ready to go. You plug it in, it's LED, it spins around.
You still did it.
I still did it. But not buying a Christmas present for your boyfriend?
Yeah.
I can't believe you've got a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. If I had a boyfriend, I would buy them a present.
David,
I'm not that lazy.
I think you'll be single by New Year's.
Yeah, I think so.
Just quietly. Our lazy topic has gone crazy, Anna-Marie.
It has indeed. Lazy gone crazy. Oh, dear.
Thomas has said, too lazy to get an ashtray, always bud in a pot plant. Oh, that makes me... Thomas, they're really great.
Dirty cigarettes, mate. If you're going to smoke cigarettes, get a bloody ashtray is all I can say.
This one came through from Lyndon.
This is for me with no judgment because I tend to fall apart there.
This one from Lyndon, it said, I'm too lazy to clean Lola the Corolla.
Oh, wow. Mm. Do you know what, Lyndon? I take my hat off to you because I'm really bad at cleaning my car.
You're not good.
In fact, aren't I setting myself up to be quite the catch today through this?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But Simone.
Oh, there's lots of positive traits.
Is there?
This morning we're just focused on the negative ones. Aren't they coming out like a waterfall?
Thick and fast. We might need to turn it around in the next hour because I could just end up in tears. Simone from Clayton says, I leave the mail in the mailbox until it's practically exploding.
Mm. Oh, good on you.
What do you do about your bills, Simone?
Yeah.
I worry.
It's pretty lazy. If you want to join us on this lazy adventure that we're on.
Feel free. It's a safe environment. We won't say your real names.
And don't feel... Look, I know there's a lot of people probably sitting at home going, I don't have any lazy traits. Well, you do.
Well, you just do because really you're too good... lazy to write in. Can we just ask you, Shane? I doubt that there'd be anything lazy about you, my darling, but have you got a lazy trait?
Come on, there must be something.
Let me think. The backyard. Definitely.
The backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neglecting your pot plants.
Let the grass get really high before you mow it.
Oh,
that's
really?
Is that the only lazy trait you've got? My God, look what you're sitting in front of.
Don't you point at me over that desk. I haven't even begun on you.
Lee has actually said, I drive to the 7-Eleven on the end of my street 300 metres away. That's pretty lazy, people. If you want to join us, 042... What?
Our mother, darling mother, if she's listening, I doubt that she will be.
She's hardly lazy.
They don't turn it on anymore because we tend to say words like vagina and things that they feel very uncomfortable about. But she has lived round the corner from the church that she is at all the time for about 30 years and is driven to it.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Don't go her. She's
no,
got,
I'm not
she
going.
She sits on the right hand of...
No, I'm not going
she
her.
She runs.
Oh, look, I'm related. She'll sweep me up along with it, I hope.
She's got, probably she's not got after connections.
Probably not after
anyway,
she said vagina.
Back on topic. You know, Timmy sent through this one. Too lazy to wash my hands after I've been to the toilet.
I don't think you needed to share that, Timmy.
No.
Sarah from Bentley
says...
It's
not a hot date prospect, is it?
Sarah from Bentley says watering plants. Do you know what, Sarah? I actually corrected... I fixed that problem myself. I am now a green thumb. But years ago...
You've got four cacti
no,
on your balcony. How much of a green thumb can you...
Stop being so rude. When was the last time you came to my house over there, Mr. I go to the same cafe every morning?
Because nothing's cleaned
because
up.
Because it's there's across like the road from where I live
so
and I'm
much stuff up
too lazy
the door. How
to
can
go
I get
anywhere
in there?
Else. And I go to the gym just across the road because I can't be bothered getting out of South Yarra and I was born three streets away in Brand.
Is she airing stuff? Well, is this the right forum
you've
for
been
it?
Attacking
I don't know.
Me all morning, don't
we need
you
to go
think
to
I'm
therapy?
Taking this lying down?
You'll be on the couch doing under therapy.
Oh, God, I've already spent half of my life on a couch because of you.
Oh, dear. Rowan said this one, too lazy.
It's going to be happy Christmas in the Murphy family.
Too lazy to Christmas shop, Christmas Eve at Chadston all the way. Oh, you know what? That's me too. I don't know whether that's lazy or just you've run out of time. Either one. Anyway, this whole topic kicked off because of Ariana Grande.
Yes, it did.
She's a lazy bitch. And
she's a
lazy bitch. And,
it sounds like you're saying something else.
Really? She's a lazy bitch.
It sounds like you might be going, saying that she's heading towards lesbian.
You've got 4 minutes.
And I don't think we were outing her. I think we were just saying she's lazy.
Get your response in. She's lazy. Tell you what, I know she's a diva and a lazy bitch, but that's a good song.
That's a great song.
Smashing song.
Cracking track.
Good girl.
Good girl. You anyway. Clearly don't have Danny Minogue's management.
No,
anyway,
that's
we digress. Now, listen, we've had some late entries to the lazy conversation. This one's come through saying, I can one-up you, Miss Murphy. My tree only comes out when Christmas is at my place. This year it's in the Barossa Valley at my mum's, so the tree's in the box.
Good on you, Clayton.
Oh, wow. This one says, hi, guys. I'm too lazy to do my tax return and I know I'm going to get dollars back.
Oof,
oh, no.
Michael.
Oh, Michael.
That's lazy.
We need to talk.
That is really lazy. After this break,
that's
we're going to decide.
That's the highlight of my year.
What?
Can I just pause for a moment, show of respect for Marcello, who is a late entrant into our now defunct competition, lazy competition.
Yeah, what
we've already given
through?
Away the prize. But he's just sent through, I was so lazy, I forgot the decimal point in a $39.95 gas bill and sent it via BPay. Oh, dear. Marcello, you've got more money than sense, if that's possible. I wouldn't be able to do that. It would have bounced. But congratulations.
Thanks, Marcello, but you
Thank
don't
you
win a prize.
Thank you for sharing.
I hope you got your money back.
You're late. You now, are lazier than me,
Something
Marcello.
I read in the paper this morning.
Sorry.
It's kind of ghetto in here.
I don't know.
Now, okay, you've just... I don't know where this is going this morning, people. Sorry, we should get off soon. You've decked out the Christmas tree, haven't you?
Yes.
Yours?
Well, when you say decked out, but I pulled it out of a box.
What about your beard, Anna Murphy?
Oh, dear.
Have you ever thought about...
As I clutch it,
you know,
it's not there.
Baubles.
Baubles.
Baubles. They're not just for branches. They're actually now become a hot fashion item. Now for your beard. Yeah,
no,
that's right. Hot on the heels of the crazy craziness that's gone on about hairy faces in the latest hipster sort of whatever.
Oh.
It's the beard baubles.
The beard baubles.
Which is hard to say.
It, for some.
Well, see, now, you know, BILFs have become really, really
what?
Like the in thing.
BILFs.
Yeah, beards I'd like to fondle.
I really got momentarily very disturbed about that coming out your mouth then.
Yeah, but it's become huge. Like apparently 82% of all people surveyed actually said that bearded men look more masculine. You know, fuzzy fashion accessories was only the next step that you could take.
Well,
really,
I don't,
isn't it?
Well, look, personally, I wonder whether this could be passed on to the females amongst us. So I'm heading for a waxing appointment this afternoon, but maybe I'll change it. Just get her to add in some baubles down there.
Well, so it's like Brazilian butterflies new thing is like, come in, we won't go the whole hog. We'll just put some baubles
on.
No,
we won't take anything off. We'll just decorate it like a Christmas
with
tree.
With like a little thing that you could kick off and play some music like jingle bells, and it's sort of, yeah,
perfect.
I think it's a great
idea. January.
Oh.
Which is fast approaching.
Oh, no, I'm not going down that road again.
We've talked
anyway,
about
so that
January
was,
before. Don't pretend.
I'm like, if anyone else has got any outrageous Christmas decoration ideas, I like the...
Can you imagine just walking into your Christmas party and there's just a jingle from... Mm. Where's that coming from? You go, oh, it's my new... It's my new baubles downstairs.
Well, I dare...
Like bedazzle, okay. Bedazzling.
I'm going to dare someone here. There's a party in Melbourne this weekend called Trough, which a lot of men with beards go to. I'm daring one of our listeners to go with baubles, Christmas baubles in your beard.
Yeah, and I'm throwing it out to the lesbians that are going out this weekend as well. The girls anywhere.
Girls anywhere.
I've totally hijacked this segment,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
I was feeling left out.
You've done pretty well. Anna Murphy,
yes.
I must say I was on the internet looking through some bits and pieces the other
right.
day. Last night, actually. And I stumbled across this, which is really interesting. It's the 11 most niche dating sites, which is quite funny.
I think I'm on
funny.
Three of them.
Number one, Bristol.
Bristol.
For people seeking bearded men.
Wow.
So the whole site is dedicated
I
to bearded men.
I didn't realise this existed.
And if you happen to want to date, you think to yourself, oh, who haven't I dated? I haven't dated... An Amish person.
Wow.
Well, you can do that. There's
well,
an Amish
like
dating site.
Well, that's like a boutique dating site. Would that just be restricted to Amish dating Amish?
No, no, no. You can, if you,
you
want to hook up
an
with
Amish.
An Amish, you can do that. It says Amish people are on it. So,
are there any Amish people in Australia or
don't
is
know.
This just America?
Then we also got this one, which is Sea Captain Date, Find Your First Mate. It's people like to dress up in sailor suits.
Sailor suits.
And stuff. There's also one.
Sailors can be quite hot.
Yes, they
but
can
not
be.
But not ones dressed in like
no,
pirate outfits.
Not like the captain of the love boat. You don't want that to turn
no,
up to your door.
No, Captain Steubing.
There's also one, Clown Passion. So if you're into clowns,
ooh,
you've got a sort of a bit, which is really not
you've
you.
You've really just dumped
really,
me out of that one.
Really
I'm not
you.
Going to be downloading their app anytime
but,
soon.
Hey, listen, if you like the red nose and the you know fluffy red hair and little stripy outfit, you can jump on clownpassions.com.
Yuck.
Find your match. Equestrian Cupid is another one. If you like riding horses with people.
Well, that's fair enough, I think.
I think that'd be
it's
quite
good because
fun
it,
to get out there.
It's very unique. Like, it hones into your hobby.
Absolutely. There's also women behind bars.
Ooh.
If you happen to be sitting in jail at the moment listening or streaming us live, there's now a site that you can go to. It's womenbehindbars.com.
So is that for other women behind bars trying to meet women behind bars?
That's hard. Well,
that is hard
maybe
because they're stuck
in
behind
the
bars.
Complex?
It's for men trying to find or men or women trying to find and meet the date. So at least that would be for your insecure data, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I want to date someone I know they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm going to lock them in.
Go out with someone who's in for life.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's also this one I liked more than any of them on here, which is the gluten-free singles. So if you don't eat
bread
or pasta,
or
just anything with
anything.
Gluten in it, there's a site where you can actually join others who share the same passion.
Which would be handy, actually, because when you find out that you're dating someone that's on a different like diet regime
yes,
to
all
you,
that.
It can be a bit annoying.
Yeah, vegetarians.com. But listen, if you think that you – what I like about this is it feels like people have taken their passion or their hobby and turned it into a dating site. And
yes.
I'd like to throw it out to our listeners this morning. If you've got a passion or a hobby that you could turn into a dating site,
please
what would that
know.
Dating site be called? Because we might be onto something. We might be able to market this. We might be able to set it up.
We could start one for community radio broadcasters looking for love.
Yeah, breakfast.
Doesn't have a huge ring
community
to it.
Broadcasters breakfast team finding love out there in the community. Let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949.
Very sad.
Basically trying to find out your internet dating sites, what you'd call your own if you had one. Like if you've got a hobby or an interest and you want to kind of turn it into, you want to find other like-minded souls.
I've designed a couple this morning.
Have you?
Sad radio announcers for community radio bonding. And the other one, what was the other one? Something for volunteers for Vino? Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
That was pretty good.
Thanks for celebrating my success,
yeah,
team.
Richard actually
by
sent through feetfetishfriends.com.
Oh, I don't know.
Also, this one from Diane said dutchoven.com for lovers of flatulence, which I thought was great. You could work with that. There are people out there, people.
Do you know what? I probably need to find somebody. Yes, I'm going on dutchovens.com.
Now, listen, in amongst all this garbage that we've been throwing out this morning, and it hasn't been our...
I think you've thrown out most
of
the garbage.
Look, you know, we've had mixed reactions to this morning's show, to say the least. Someone joined as a new member, Raymond from Largs Bay. Where the hell is Largs Bay?
Doesn't matter.
It's the Victorian.
South Australia.
Thing, maybe.
South Australia.
South Australian.
Says
he's streaming
love station.
I'll add, because he'd be late in the stream too, because they're half an hour behind, so he probably got the good half an hour.
Oh, right.
Now, this one also came through. Ooh.
Mark from Rezzo said, just broke up, so I'd have to say no dickheads allowed.
Oh, there you go. He's got the spirit of things. Well, apparently at Stereo Sonic last week, a female festival security guard got the shock of her life when she searched a man's bum bag only to find his penis tucked inside.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh,
because you have to get all your bags checked. So, funny bugger, we'll call him Mario because that's probably what he was. He's got a bum bag on him at Stereo Sonic. It would have been a bit of a muzzer.
Why would you?
They're 18,
so that he can stick his hand in it from the front.
18 years old. They're thinking, oh well, I've got to keep it somewhere. So put it in
your pants. Is where you generally find people
probably
will keep their penises. I'm just going to spell it out for you.
Yes. And
they're not very bright, are they? Along with their orange tans and their shorty shorts.
Nana, listen to you, Auntie.
Well, we didn't go because it was raining.
No, we didn't. That's right. But, you know, I thought it was quite amusing. I thought, you know, young and outrageous and a little bit of fun.
Well, next you'll have girls walking in with their boobs in their handbags.
Oh, listen, if you checked a bag and found a penis in it, you'd be wrapped.
I would keep him for questioning for a little while. There is a gentleman in India who's a yoga expert who does yoga on his motorbike.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
While it's going.
While it's going.
He hasn't had an accident yet. He said he's going to continue. And the only people that complain to him, he says, the people that are 50s and 60s, in their 50s and 60s, where the younger ones are egging him on. Do you know what? Mm. I went to yoga class on Wednesday and put my neck out. That was just on the floor.
I'd like to see you try to do a couple. I'd like to see you try downward dog on the back of a bike, back of a Harley, actually.
And do you know what? The other thing I need to report in is this is
better hurry up.
My biking expeditions lately, because as we all know, I've just started riding a bike for a triathlon. I rode it the other day at the behest of my friend who said it would be quicker to get to your appointment. I rode it onto the road. Fell off in the tram lines in front of the track.
Of course you did.
I had to walk it across. I was very embarrassed. And when I got back on, it nearly blew me off because the wind was so strong. I actually think bikes are really dangerous.
You've taken up very valuable advertising spots right now. Can
sorry.
I go? We've got to go. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.